As Anchorage residents test out the city's first vote-by-mail election, reviews are mixed. The system is not without kinks so far, but as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the experiment is proceeding steadily toward its April 3rd deadline.
It's been more than 2 years since the Anchorage Assembly approved a measure in 2015 that set the wheels in motion for a mail-in voting system. And since then, the city's clerk's office has steadily tried to raise awareness about the big change in how residents exercise their civic duty. But that doesn't mean that everyone is on the same page about the switch.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
I do think it is an absolutely terrible idea for our city.
I mean, if it works, it would be great. A lot more convenient than having to hunt down where your voting place is.
It makes it easier, but doesn't necessarily mean better. I'm going to miss meeting up with my neighbors. I like going to vote. I always look kind of forward to seeing people that I only see there.
That was Alex Jorgensen, Sterling Emmel, Kim Branson, and Victoria Anderson, all of Anchorage. Ballots were mailed to residents in mid-March, allowing for about 3 weeks before they need to be sent back or dropped off at secure locations. That is, if the mailing address on file was correct. 18,000 ballots were sent back to the clerk's office because of outdated voter information. For Garrison Thoreau, the new system generated a more minor headache.
I'm sure it's convenient for a lot of people, but I actually get my mail out in Eagle River at my parents' house, and I live in Anchorage, so I have to drive out to Eagle River and then drive back to vote.
Security has been a very public concern. 46 ballots were stolen from mailboxes and found in the snow earlier this month in Chugiak. The incident was quickly handled by election officials, but it embodied many residents' worries that a general citywide issue with mail theft could affect election results. But the clerk's office says it has taken many precautions to ensure a secure vote. That includes placing locked drop boxes across town and opening 5 centers spread throughout the municipality to handle ballot issues. Some residents, though, contend that the election shouldn't rely on the mail system. Josiah Nash says that because the return envelopes require a first-class stamp, it amounts to having to pay money just to vote.
I think it really hinders the accessibility of voting. And especially for people who are poor or do not have access to a car, vote by mail, you have to have a mailbox, and you also have to buy stamps.
Nash says the new system may even violate residents' civil rights, a point that, so far, the American Civil Liberties Union in Alaska is not swayed by. Spokesperson for the group says it's monitoring the new election system and has some concerns, but nothing that currently rises to the level of a potential lawsuit. Supporters of Vote by Mail say that it streamlines a lot of the work that goes into running polling stations on Election Day and gives voters more time to learn about the candidates and issues. Cheyenne Matthews says even though she was put off by needing postage to return her ballot, the old way of doing things was far from perfect.
At first I was like, oh, well, that's an unfortunate system if you have to actually pay to vote. But then I guess the theory behind it is if everyone already in the past had to go to a registered voter station and actually be there, it's really very similar to say you have to go to a registered voter box and just drop it off there.
One of the biggest reasons for switching to vote by mail was to try and increase turnout among registered voters in Anchorage, which can be abysmally low in local elections. In 2013, just 20% of eligible voters cast ballots. As of Wednesday night, the clerk's office had received over 35,000 ballots. That's about 16% of the city's qualified voters, with almost a week remaining until the April 3rd deadline. With help from Victoria Peterson, I'm Zachariah Hughes in Anchorage.